Hi, everyone. This is Lisa, and I have a couple of updates for you. We'll start with dog-eared first. The first Monday of every month, we have the fantastic integrative veterinarian, Dr. Judy Morgan. And if you haven't checked out Dr. Judy's Naturally Healthy Pets podcast, please do. Every Thursday is the regular dog-eared Lisa Davis episodes. On Tuesdays, we've got our regular Health Power episode. And every Wednesday, we're joined by the fantastic Susie DeVille, a speaker, award-winning author, and founder and CEO of the Innovation and Creativity Institute. And she wrote an amazing book, Buoyant, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Becoming Wildly Successful, Creative, and Free. Coming up in April, we're going to have Susie. And then after Susie, we're going to have the fabulous Dr. Forrest Sauer. He is a chiropractor and the founder of Twin Oaks Health, an alternative medical practice that specializes in helping people manage complex health problems like diabetes, thyroid disease, fatigue, and depression. We're going to be looking at articles that relate to all aspects of health, breaking them down, and then, of course, putting the article link in the show notes. Now, once a month on Wednesdays, we're going to be joined by the wonderful Stephen Washington. He is a movement master, author, and recovery advocate who is passionate about helping others navigate towards a happier, healthier life. His lifelong love and a key foundation to his own spiritual fitness is movement, and he firmly believes our relationship with our body is vital for emotional, physical, and spiritual health. So we've got some incredible people. Now, I don't expect you to remember everything that's going on because there's a lot. But I just wanted to give you an update of what you can expect here on Dog-Eared and Health Power. Thank you so much. And if you're enjoying the shows, please tell your friends, tell your family, rate, review, subscribe, retweet when you see it. And definitely follow me on social media so you don't miss any cute pictures of the dogs or any great information on health. Thank you so much. And who better to talk beauty than supermodel Carol Ault. Carol, welcome back to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you guys for having me back on the show. Well, there's so many things that can double for health and beauty. First, yogurt. Yogurt is a great mask. It's also, or even kefir, which is what I prefer because kefir has more probiotics. But if you eat it, it's great because it repopulates the probiotics in your intestines, which helps you break down food and, of course, to absorb nutrients. But it's also great on your face. It's moisturizing, and the lactic acid helps keep your skin really, really smooth and soft. Of course, there's honey, raw honey. Again, raw, if you're eating the honey from the local area, then you're getting basically an anti-allergen. And then if you put it on your face, it does the same thing. It softens your face. And if it's a Manuka honey, actually Manuka honey can stave off infection in cuts. Who knew honey had so many uses?
That is true. And that Manuka honey tastes amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't used it on my skin yet, so I'll have to try that. You know, one thing that we talked about recently, Carol, was, you know, I'd love to make masks, and I love to take a little bentonite clay and some avocado,
right.
So that way it balances it out, because the bentonite clay can be sort of over-drying, and then the avocado adds some moisture. And then you can cut the avocado up and, you know, eat half and put half on your face. So it's really convenient. What other things do you like to use?
But, you know, bentonite is very interesting, because I always keep it in the refrigerator. Because if you get any kind of bacterial infection in your stomach, like if you get a stomach ache or you've eaten something bad or you've got heartburn, a little bit of bentonite, 3 times a day, a tablespoon, will soothe that. But also, like you said, you like using it on your skin because it basically draws out toxins. So bentonite also has double uses. Yeah. And we talked the other day about masks for hair. And one of the great things about using food on your hair is there's no chemicals in it, so it's not going to irritate your scalp and exacerbate any problem you're having. We talked about the, again, avocado with egg, rosemary, and olive oil. Put that on your hair. Let it sit, because rosemary helps hair to grow. The avocado and the olive oil are moisturizing. And the egg is protein, which, of course, the hair needs. So it's really great to use that as a mask. And, of course, you can eat all of those things except for the rosemary oil, because I think it might be too much. But you can pretty much eat all those other things.
So, Carol, now I'm going to ask you, because this is one of my favorite foods. I mean, I talk about this all the time, coconut oil. How do you love coconut oil and do you use it? Let's get started on coconut oil, because there's so many uses. I'd love you to share some with us.
Well, one of the things they've been using, raw coconut oil, I always suggest raw oils because you get better results. one of the things I've been using raw coconut oil for is oil pulling. You know, when you pull the oil right through your teeth, it helps to debacterialize the body and the blood. It was used in ancient times to help clean bacteria out of the body. But oil, the coconut oil, is also good because we need raw fat. These no-fat, low-fat diets are totally not good for your health. They really, I mean, I can tell women when they come up to me to talk to me, I can tell if they're on a no-fat, low-fat diet just by their skin. Because so much in the body is made from raw fat. If you're not eating them, the first place that suffers is, of course, our vanity. It's the skin, the hair, the nails. So eating a couple tablespoons of raw oil, olive oil, Udo's Choice oil, coconut oil, is always a good idea. But I also use coconut oil on my skin. I don't use these fancy body moisturizers. Coconut oil, just need a little bit after your shower, pat on your skin, rub the coconut oil on, and it goes right into your skin. So it's not oily and greasy when you go to get dressed, but you also don't have to spend a fortune on these, you know, fancy body lotions, which to me do diddly squat because they've got so many chemicals in it. They actually, in my view, hurt your skin.
I love that you said that. I want to go back really quickly to the oil pulling because I tried that for a really long time. And funny enough, I went to the dentist and my dentist said to me, she's like, what are you doing differently? Because your teeth are looking great. So I love that you brought up the use of coconut oil for the oil pulling because it really is a great way to keep our teeth healthy. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no, a lot of people like using coconut oil, raw coconut oil for oil pulling. My favorite is sesame oil. I just prefer the flavor to sesame oil to coconut oil. I try to get my coconut oil in a coconut smoothie, you know, by actually opening up a young Thai coconut and scraping up the meat and taking the water and blending it. Yeah. Oh. I don't want to suffer anymore. Scoops of coconut oil is like, you know, I'll rub it on my body and I'll throw it in my smoothie. Much better for me.
It does take time. It does take time to get used to it. I haven't tried it with the sesame oil, but I'm going to try it with that too. So thanks.
Yes, absolutely. The sesame oil is incredible. That's what I did it with for a really long time. I just find that it just has a nice, smoother flavor. And, you know, a lot of people are squeamish about oil to begin with. So it's so much nicer to have something that you go like, oh, you know, this actually tastes pretty good.
No, Carol, we just have a little bit of time, but I just want to mention about the scrubs. You can make your own. And I think you said brown sugar when we talked the other day was better than using white sugar for a scrub because it's gentler.
Yeah, I'm always worried that people are going to over-scrub their skin. They're going to damage their skin because they don't know when to stop. So I'm always, always, always suggesting the best thing to do is, you know, use something that's the least abrasive. And for me, that's the brown sugar because it also melts. So you're not actually over-scrubbing your skin. It melts down and it disappears. I just worry that people use things like nut shells, salt, the coarse grain sugar.
Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. And we would appreciate it if you could please rate and review and leave a comment because the more you engage with our podcast, the more you will find it and help other people find it wherever they listen to their podcast. So be sure to follow us. I'm at Andrea Donsky and at Naturally Savvy. And Lisa?
At Lisa Davis, MPH.
Thank you so much. And please share this episode because the more you share shows you care. We'll see you next time.